Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Si. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
All right, Cindy, you are a supervisor of Crissette.
Yes, I am.
Okay. We got a situation here that I'm trying to get resolved.
Okay, before I can proceed with the call, I don't have any information. What's your first and last name, please?
Okay, my name is Charles Head, HEAD.
Okay, hold
And
on for one moment.
why don't you stick a D as in Dennis in front of that? D Charles Head. That's what's on my credit card.
Okay, one moment. And the system is searching. Okay. Now, when I put in Charles D. Head, nothing came up. So then I took out your first name and just put in Head, and nothing came up. Hold on for
Well, I
one
didn't
moment.
say Charles D. I said D. Charles.
Right. I put that in, nothing came up in the system. What's your email address? I'll check that way.
Charles dot head at yahoo dot com.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, you said Charles, Charles dot HEAD at Yahoo
Correct.
dot at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay,
That
nothing
would
came
be the,
up.
well, that would be the email address from which I received the promotional email and the email to which a confirming order number was sent in return.
Okay, you have an ordered ID number?
I do.
Okay, and what is that?
680-990-939.
You gave me 680-990-939. Nothing came up in the system. The representative that transferred the call to me, were they able to locate the account?
No.
Okay.
But yet you charge my Visa card, which two
How much were
charges.
you billed? How much were you billed?
One was $54.95. The second was $7.95 as a shipping charge. Right at the moment, only the $7.95 is currently against the card.
One moment. Okay, so I tried to locate the account by your first and last name, email address. What's your zip code?
35133.
Could it perhaps be under another name?
Should not be, but you can try my wife,
What's her name?
Sophia, Sophia, head.
Nothing under her name either. The last resort would be the credit card information. I wouldn't need the, oh, you know what? Hold on for one second. One moment. Let me try it again. Okay. Okay, so the last resort would be the credit card information. I would need the complete 16 digits, just the first six digits and the last four.
Of the credit card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'd given that to Crusade a while ago. Okay, the first six digits are 43.
Hold on for one second, I'm sorry. All right, let me go back. Okay, the first six digits of the card number you said were?
437802.
Okay, and then the last four?
2905.
I have 437802, and then the last four, 2905.
Yes.
It's not us billing you.
Well, it's somebody, and that toll-free number came from the billing charge direct to Visa, and that number is the one that I called and held and asked for a call back, and y'all gave me a call back. Well, the bottom line is, I think, Visa has already declined the $54.95. I don't know what it is about folks such as you all that they red flag it immediately.
I see.
$7.95 shipping charge is there on my credit card. And I'm looking to have that credited back.
No problem. I definitely understand your concern. Yes, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to locate it.
Well, the way I look at that, that's not my problem.
I understand, sir. There's nothing I can do, though, unfortunately. I wasn't able to locate an account, so I'm safe to say that you have the wrong number.
Well, would it help if I went online to look at my account and see what information is there, some other string of numbers or something?
I don't know. The only thing I can suggest, the phone number that you called, you can ask, you can look in your statement and see if there's another phone number that you could call, but the last resort is asking for the credit card information, and when I asked for that information, nothing came up.
Well, I will say this, a little bit different subject matter, but I did not know, but my wife had responded a couple of weeks earlier to one of these promotional things. And the credit card company flagged it. She did get the merchandise that she ordered, and
what did she order?
I got into it just like I'm doing with you, and I had the account that y'all had set up with this continual subscription fee or charge. I had all that voided and disallowed, removed. Because I absolutely do not want anything to do with the type of business that y'all are.
So you keep saying you keep saying y'all. I wasn't able to locate the account, so you have the wrong number.
No. If 866-203-7820, that was the number associated with it.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer care. There's nothing else. I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing else I can do. Wasn't able to locate an account.
All right. Just a moment then. Let me go to my card information or account.
So there's nothing else I can assist you with because I wasn't able to locate an account. So it's safe to say that you have the wrong number.
Well, just bear with me one moment. I am navigating to see.
What am I holding for?
You're holding for me to go to my account to see that. All right.
To see what?
Okay, listen to me. What is on my phone on the on this charge? The phone number is 866-203-7820. And there is a long, let's see, well, that's the phone number. And it says Garden Consus, C-O-N-S-S.
We don't have an 866 number. Our numbers start with 855.
Y'all call me back when I call.
Sir, you have the wrong, sir, you have the wrong number. I'm so sorry. You have the wrong number. Our phone numbers start with 855.
Well, like I said, y'all call me. Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care.